June 10th, 2016. It's Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Pedro Show, Friday here. A lot of Marine layer, huh? I'm not in with Brother Matt, though, because still indisposed because of his changing school sketch. He's going to be with me next week on Skipper Jeff's, actually, last voyage of Pride of Cuco Manga. But then maybe not till August does Brother Matt jump back on. So I'm going to have to be man alone mode for a while here on my pad, but actually I'm not man alone because we got two brothers here. Arturo, Ricardo, Guzman of the band Very Be Careful. Welcome aboard. Oh, I got to say, we started the show off with a little old lady from John Coltrane, and then Very Be Careful with something live, Aguacero. In fact, that whole record's live, huh?
Yeah, it's all bootleg recordings.
Ah, it's bootlegs?
Yeah.
So you bootleg the bootlegger.
Yeah.
You know, there's a Johnny Thunder album like that. And he talks in between the songs with funny voices and shit. Yeah, he's actually just playing the bootlegs.
Uh-huh.
You know, well, yeah, he played on them originally.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see. A, R. Okay, you first. Who's older?
I'm Art.
Okay, but I go by letter. Well, anyway. First music memory.
Whew.
Too hard?
Yeah.
First music memory.
Some cartoons, like, I don't know, Scooby-Doo.
So cartoons, how old, like a boy?
Yeah, little.
So off the door watching the television?
Yeah, yeah, probably.
That's the first meeting.
Yeah.
Like theme song.
Yeah, theme songs. Yeah. Scooby-Doo was pretty big.
Scooby-Doo, I love you. Some shit. Yeah. God, something else.
Sure.
Whatever. Yeah, what's that song? The Yellow Rose of Texas. That's all the words I know. So okay.
Well, most of those words we were wrong about.
I know.
Anyway,
it's supposed to be like some girlfriend in Santa Ana, right?
Yeah.
She spilled the beans.
Yeah.
I guess. But getting back. So at home, it's you know a lot of people ask their first music memories are in the house.
Yeah.
Okay, so music coming off the TV, and you're just a kid, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably my dad's 45s, my mom's 45s.
Okay, so they're playing music in that.
Yeah.
Are they musicians?
No, my mom is a writer. She writes some of our songs, though.
Okay.
So she does write, but she's not...
Well, like lyric?
Lyrics, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
She ain't a player.
Not a player.
So nobody was playing music in the pad.
Mm-mm.
Okay. But they're playing
records
in that, and 45s. That's how I first heard music too.
Yeah.
Is 45s. Can you remember?
Yeah, it's like some you know like romantica, like Spanish rock and roll, psychedelics or rock and roll, like Terricolas and like that. And then also like you know the Beatles and stuff
so
like that.
So is that here?
That's here in L.A. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, there in L.A.
What part? Actually. What part of Los Angeles?
Koreatown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this harbor makes them a little bit of money. In fact, they built it for us 80 years ago.
Oh, nice.
So even though the mayor is 25 miles away, yeah, same city. Politically.
Yeah, but
there's a First Street there, not downtown. There's a First Street here, so they kept San Pedro as the name, so the mailman.
Yeah.
Didn't get confused. Yeah, because, politically, we're lost.
Oh, yeah.
So, Koreatown.
Yeah.
Which gets bigger and bigger.
It didn't used to be Koreatown.
Yeah, remember it used to be? Yeah. It grows.
Yeah.
In fact, I just played some club. What's it called? Union.
Union.
On Pico.
Oh.
By Normandy.
Really?
And it's all over, yeah. Huh. So anyway, so Rock and Espanol, but it wasn't called that yet.
No, it was. There was no reason to call it that.
No, psychedelic kind of garage. In fact, that got really big in Spain.
Yeah.
Still today.
Yeah.
A lot of garage sound, a lot of bands with that vibe.
Yeah.
Which Portugal going more experimental, trippy.
Yeah, I've never been there.
But, Lisbon especially, because they're very cheap. You got a lot of experimental musicians go in there. So, what about seeing bands live, not on a record? Can you remember?
Yeah. I followed his music when I was a kid because I was too young. So I wanted to hang out with him and his friends because they were older than me. So
the way it usually works.
He introduced me to a lot of punk rock music. And when I was like 10, 12.
So you're going to gigs?
So we're going to gigs. I don't remember all of them, but I went to see a lot. I remember being one of the youngest people there and
very
excited.
Sure.
Because there's like the excitement of like...
Like hall gigs then, probably.
Yeah, I mean...
No age limit.
Yeah, exactly. Like we went to see All when it first came out after Descendants. That was one of my greater memories at the Anti-Club.
Anti-Club?
Yeah.
Melrose?
Yeah.
Helen?
That was cool. I was probably like... 11 or 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that was an hall. That was a club.
Yeah, it was a club, but I was there.
Kind of loose. Okay, so you got to see the real deal.
Yeah, it was
really
fun.
Young. Do you remember your first gigs?
My first gig was Genesis at the Forum.
Okay. Like arena rock, like me.
Yeah, and then I started going to gigs at the...
I didn't know about punk till clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
And arena rock took over. That's all I knew until pop.
Yeah. My first arena rock was the Dickies. I remember that.
Wow,
that
where?
I think it was like John Anson Ford or something like that.
Oh, it's little
arena. Yeah, I mean, whatever. For me, it was after the Anti-Club, it was...
Yeah, you were shorter then.
Yeah, I was like, wow, this is so grand.
So Genesis at the
And then
Forum.
I started going, Olympic Ballroom and Fender's like Ballroom.
Olympic Auditorium, Korean Church now. I recorded with some people downtown.
Yeah.
I saw the Sixth Street Bridge. It's in pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen so many movies, you know?
Yeah, it's a tragedy.
So, I guess it was falling apart. And
yeah, well.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Chance to build a new one, right?
Right. We played on the Sixth Street Bridge once.
Did you?
Yeah, they were doing a bridge project with some German people. They had a bridge also, and they were trying to, rebuild bridges and make some sort of like connection.
Yeah
it was like the one of the councilmen was there. It was
Los
Angeles. Yeah, it was a Los Angeles like city event.
Wow,
it was cool. And then now it's gone.
Well, there's some pieces still up because I saw it yesterday. You know them prac pads on 7th Street?
Yeah,
right over on that bridge.
Yeah,
wonder when that one goes. So what about I want to play, not just be a listener or gig goer. When's that happen? How's that happen?
That's in high school for me. Later than most people.
High school.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe Baizo, 28 when he started guitar.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Well, I was 17.
Yeah, he's but 28. Still was later. Yeah. That was a punk movement.
Jeez.
Everybody, wow, we can be in bands too.
Yeah.
We don't have to be just gig goers.
Right.
That was that got kind of lost, later on. But that was really different. An arena rock show, I can't be one of these. But a punk club?
Yeah.
Let's take turns.
Yeah.
And then he's 28 years old when he started.
Oh. I started playing live when I was seven.
Seven?
In my accordion recitals.
I was in a...
Ah, so you got lessons.
I was in accordion school, and we had recitals.
How'd that happen, though? Your parents...
My parents just put me there.
My organ player plays accordion.
Yeah.
And but more Balkan.
Nice.
Not as much Latin, but kind of similar.
Well, mine was...
You don't need amplifiers. It's good. The music goes way back. There's a lot of tradition.
Yeah, mine was European-based. Like, it was, like...
Well, I think over here, that's what happened, mixed. Because you hear oompa.
Yeah.
In mariachi and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, that's got to be the mix.
Yeah.
Bring in, and also the instrument. I think over here, just flutes and drums. No strings.
Uh-huh.
No bajos. That, so the Europe mixes in with the guys living here and makes their own fresh music.
Right.
Well, that happened in Colombia, too, with the...
That's what I mean. Los Angeles. Here mean a new world.
A new world.
But your question was, when did I want to play? I didn't want to. Yeah. Especially the recitals.
They liked it.
The recitals.
That didn't happen on you.
Nobody... No, I wanted to play.
Yeah, but they didn't say you're going to be an accordion man.
No.
They did. Richie.
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
My guy got pushed in that way, too. Uh-huh. And what's trippy about the Balkan one, it mixes with Turk. You know, music's about mixing stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
If you want to get all pure, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just interested, though, because everybody's got their own path. So you got pushed in, and you got the hankering.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you got the lessons.
Yeah.
The teacher, probably teaching traditional, right, folk?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So,
well, like
songs people sang at home after work.
Reading, so. Music, and...
Sight.
Yeah.
Accordions, both hands, too, bass. No, you got the chromatics, right, the buttons.
Yes.
And then you got the keys.
Well, that one I was playing keys.
Oh, yeah,
keys.
What kind?
It was like a concertina. It was like
concertina,
a,
okay.
Like keys and
the one
then
you're
buttons.
Playing now is kind of more old-timey, right?
It's a, well, it's just a different... It's diatonic. It's two, it's a
right,
buttons on both sides.
You can't really... Yeah, but diatonic, it's kind of for that keys.
It, yeah, exactly. It's also
chromatic.
Like a harmonica. In and out is different.
The bandoneon.
That also...
I heard you have to do that one in the rhythm.
Yeah, same with
concertinas,
this one.
Concertinas, you just got to keep a bellow going.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
The like a little reservoir of air. Mm-hmm. Those other guys, you got to actually pump them in time.
Right. Yeah.
The bandoneon, in fact, is pretty... Part of doing it, you know, like Pete Townsend, right?
Yeah,
it's about his style.
Yeah.
Those guys.
That's a really cool.
Some are pretty wild.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. A showman.
Yeah.
So is it thorough education then? Sight reading?
Yeah.
You gave recitals?
We had recitals and we had a...
Was there a band?
I was in a four-piece. First I was in a three-piece, then I was in a four-piece. It was all accordions.
Yeah.
It was really funny. And
yeah.
We had recitals and we also had like... Schools would compete at, a convention center or something. So those were very stressful.
Wow, what? Like a battle of the bands?
Yeah, no, like there's a panel and they give a trophy and you either get A, AA, or AAA, and it's just a lot of stress when you're like.
Yeah,
seven,
I can
or
imagine.
Eight. Yeah, I hated
Little
it.
Little League.
Yeah.
Hey, we're gonna play La Muerte de Eduardo Lara. What's this tune about? Obviously.
Eduardo Lara, he. It's a mystery. It's kind of like they don't know how he died.
Unsolved.
It's kind of unsolved. And then it's they're just saying how sad they are. They're really gonna miss this guy.
Tragedy.
It's a tragedy. Yeah.
En la loma de la venera, ahí lo digo porque Adelante, Rodrigo, que todo el mundo. So fuck. hard enough, you never improve. You know I'm no angel. Hey, I don't know why you like it when I suffer. Babe, you're so deep, deep just like the ocean. She gets tired, looks like you're dying. Tell you things that you will never improve. You know I'm no angel. Hey, I don't know why you like it when I suffer. Babe, you're so deep, deep just like the ocean.
I'm lying low, the lights are outside. You still believe in unicorns, though you're not a child. And in the park, I saw a fox. She stared at me and then moved on. Six elephants, red with dust, drink their fill and then move on.
And days, creativity in certain ways, for a genius, an artist of self, not quite fit for a shelf, find escape through your wrath, not unlike Sylvia Plath. Exploring generations of creativity, artists making statements with activity, dealing with crisis and intervention, putting it into your art is your intention. Beauty and passion come together, mental clouds, storm clouds of angry weather. Strive and put it down like mad, going way out and the best you've had. Your art, your terror, you're alone in life. Fully wrought out is your strife. Take your stand and dig in. Stand on your bravery from within. Touch into a universal nerve. Lead the way and come to serve. You live and lead on to resolve your problems we try to solve. Always explore all creativity. Survive with all civility.
Yo tengo una tristeza que yo tengo una tristeza.
silencio me pesa, pero mi dolor lo cargo. Aunque el silencio me pesa, pero mi dolor lo cargo.
Pedro Show. We heard La Marta de Eduardo Lara. Very be careful. Then Boris Arashi no Ken. Rudy OMM. These are Brazil cats, but the North ones, the jungle guys. Electrostatica. Lemon Kitten's Throat Violet. Robbie Folks, Fuck This Town. Mailman, What's Wrong? The Happies, Hibernating. Something I did with my second man for John Stab. Unfortunately, cancer took him. It was a thing for a benefit record, but and it's a government issue song or a version called Last Forever. Miss You Much, John Stapp, from the old days, DCC. Discipline of Kishma with Nishtani E. Koya just won rights to get all his music back. That's a great thing. Now he's got to get the dinar. Howie Reeve, Free Market 8, Hell Beings, Degenerators. That's live. Mr. Susan with Subliminal Cow Part 1 off their new album. Joe Brewer, which is Jack Brewer's cousin living in Madison. Mm-hmm. His poem, Creativity and Madness. And finally, a choice from you cats. Alejandro Duran with Tristeza. Tristeza. So what can you tell me about him?
Alejandro Duran? Well, he's...
Influence, right?
He's a very big. Yeah, he's probably our biggest influence. He's a composer, an accordion player, and singer. And he also won the first. They had a accordion contest in Valledupar, where the music's from, Vallenato accordion. He was the first one to win in 1968, I believe.
Okay.
And the second year you went, back to back.
Yeah.
And he's competing with cats all over.
Yeah, I'm sure he went worldwide. I mean, he passed already a while
ago.
Well,
I mean, back in '68.
Yeah, but he's an originator.
So this is like an emergent of Colombian style accordion music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's a guy, like a pioneer guy.
He's one of them.
Okay. When you were doing that traditional music learning, was there a particular style?
In school?
You know what they're teaching.
Yeah, it was, I would say it was a lot of waltzes. It was a lot of polkas.
So like European style.
European style, Italian, okay. Very Italian influence. Yeah, right. I think probably the school was owned by, or the teacher was Italian, so he it went that way.
Kind of
there was nothing near what we were doing. I'm not saying nothing near, but.
It's another tradition.
Yeah, later on when Art was playing the bass and when we first started playing this kind of music, it was Art kind of noticed, like, in records, like, don't you hear, like, how there's, like, some accordion and bass are pretty prominent, like, we should play this one day. This is, like, when we were still, I was still a kid.
Sure.
But I was like, yeah, I noticed it. It's cool.
Sure.
And also, I was like, I like that better, personally, than the other kind of music, although the other kind of music is valuable also.
Of course. It's all... And probably ended up as a foundation.
And so, I also saw similarities.
Well, music is kind of a guide of a lot of universality. a lot of shared. For all the differences to make it all special, it has a lot in common. That's why I think humans like it.
Yeah.
What about the bass? So you're later on, you're 18.
Okay. So you mean starting the bass?
Yeah, then what gets you on this? It's not a school thing, right? Because school's over.
No, it's not a school thing. It's a rock and roll thing, man.
It's rock and roll.
It's basically, okay. I was like, I don't care about the arena rock that much at that point.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think I ever cared about it. I care about it now. I saw, like, the guitar thing. I was like, oh, yeah, everyone wants to play guitar and be in front. I'm like, well, I just want to hold it down.
Yeah.
And, you know, listen to people like you and be like, wow, we could do this. We don't need to be, we could go for it on the bass.
So what'd you do, buy one?
Asked my dad to buy me one.
Okay.
I'm like, dude, Christmas, give me a bass. He's like, he'll be like, oh, he'll be like, hell no. That'll be your ruin.
Okay.
But he's such a sweet man. There it was, man.
What about an amp?
I got a little practice
amp.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but now there's two guys playing in the house.
Yeah. Now they're and he's got a leather jacket.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But is this the beginning of the very be careful?
No. He's still...
Still years down the road.
Yeah. Still years down the road. Very be careful, 1997.
Yeah.
That's when we started.
And this period you're talking is still 80s.
Yeah, this is like 84.
Yeah.
So this is like 12
years. Did you try some bands though before Very Be Careful?
Yeah, you know, I was in bands I was in some bands. Mental Bus, Blood Brother.
Was
Monk.
Mental Bus your first band?
That was my first, high school band.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first gig?
Yeah, it was a talent show.
At the school?
We got booed off.
Yeah. It's happened to me.
Yeah. But I didn't care. We loved it.
Yeah. How'd you start? Did you get a teacher? Did you learn off records?
Just
playing with the dudes?
This is a funny story. No, just by ear. Okay. Just by ear. Yeah.
So maybe some records.
Oh, yeah.
Learn
licks
off the little records.
Oh, yeah. For sure, yeah.
That's how I learned.
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe some dude showed you some shit.
I took one lesson, right? this is a funny story.
Your accordion teacher?
No,
we went to... He got his bass we went to some parking lot on... I think it was on Vine, right?
But no, it was Van Ness and Melrose.
Yeah, we were in a car. I waited in the car for him. He parked. He went in. He's like, I'm going to go get a bass lesson. Like, first bass lesson. I was like, okay, I'll go in the car.
A music store?
A guy with a music store. He went in... He came back like 20 minutes later. He came back. He's like, "All right, I know how to play the bass.
Yeah, that's it.
Got it.
I'm done."
I was like, "That's it. It's cool." He's like, "Yeah, I got it. It's fine."
Okay, so when does it come where the very be careful?
Well,
you've had enough of the rock and roll bands?
No, I wanted to do both.
Okay.
Oh man,
okay.
The electric.
Mind, you
yeah.
I started playing I stopped playing accordion for a long time, and then he was playing in a bunch of... Yeah, for years.
Okay.
Probably like, I don't know, 5 years, let's say, when I was...
Didn't touch it.
10 to 15 or something, I didn't touch it. And then he was playing a lot of rock bands, and I was able to also, like, roadie for his drummer, or, like, get into places, because I was very interested in what he was doing.
Yeah.
And then I played with Olin before. He kind of told me, he's like, hey, you know, they want an accordion player, like, maybe you should play out. I know you like to play, you know, or you like music.
Yeah.
And, but I was kind of more like, I was like, I'd rather just, like, play guitar or, like, do, like, what he was doing. But then I played with Aline, and it was kind of, like, a big eye-opener for me. I was like, wow, like, Latin music is awesome. It wasn't, like, what I was used to, and I was able to play live, and I got that feeling of, like, what... He was feeling, so I was like,
you were digging on that, so maybe I'm
band
like that.
Yeah, it kept bouncing back.
Yeah,
and then
it's all the stuff we grew up with our parents anyway.
Sure, sure.
Like,
you're a little resistant, right?
Oh, of course.
But then later on,
interesting.
But he kind of like pushed me in.
Sure,
pushed me again.
It's everyone pushes you to the accordion. Huh?
You're the pusher man.
And
man.
We had our first like. Concept of Very Be Careful was kind of it was just me and him. He was playing like a guitar on like, you know, the bass part of the band, and I was playing accordion. It was very experimental. We had like
just
a couple
two of you.
Yeah, just a couple like tapes like that we made. And yeah, it was. They were like, I thought it was great. It was really fun. We
you
played.
You still got them?
Yeah, we got them around somewhere.
You got to flow them. Let me play them.
Yeah, the
we're at the end of the first hour. Yeah. June 10th, 2016, yeah. Dishwap Peter Show.
Yeah.
Hold tight for hour two. June 10th, 2016, is second hour, Watt from Pedro Show.
don't you go crazy, crazy for feeling, feeling alone. And won't you go crazy, crazy for feeling, feeling alone. Wouldn't you like to see what they do if your dreams came true? Wouldn't you like to see what they say if you told the truth? Don't you go over, over and under, and over my head. And won't you go crazy, crazy for feeling, feeling alone. Wouldn't you like to see what they do if your dreams came true? Wouldn't you like to see what they say if you told the truth? I'll be waiting here, I'll be waiting right here. Don't you go crazy, crazy for feeling, feeling alone. And won't you go crazy, crazy for feeling, feeling alone. Wouldn't you like to see what they do if your dreams came true? Wouldn't you like to see what they say if you told the truth?
Started the second hour off with Very Be Careful and Cumbia de Valle de Par. And a cumbia is a type of tune, right?
It's a rhythm.
It's a rhythm, that's it, because there's a Mingus song.
Yeah.
It's got,
all right.
In fact, jazz fusion, he says fusion in the, you know, jazz fusion, that's usually how I get across borders.
Yeah.
You tell the border guard you play jazz fusion, it's like, whoa, get across. Yeah. Never say rock and roll or anything.
Yeah.
Jazz fusion.
Yeah.
And he's got one called Jazz Fusion Cumbia.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's where I first heard this word.
He's got an album.
Right. So this is a style. I mean, it's kind of, it's wild. It's like a crazy Duke Ellington. I mean, he's got all these movements, but cumbia is actually a kind of rhythm, huh?
Yeah, and it's a style as well, but...
So when you play a cumbia, it's this type of tune?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I know overseas a lot of they use Italian words for all the old music.
Mm-hmm.
Piano, forte, allegro, troppo.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's something like that. Because the opera, I think. Then we had Psychic Temple cover Brian Eno's music for Airports that I did with Chris Schlarb. Maybe 11 other people. A trippy tune to cover. Okay, Lester Bangs and Delinquents after that fade away. You know Lester Bangs, he edited a magazine called Cream.
Yeah.
Remember in the 70s?
Yeah, of course.
Richard Meltzer.
Yeah.
He had a band. He made a record.
Oh.
I just found out about it. Miles with Don't You. I think this is the son of Cheap Trick guy. Mm. Rick Nielsen. Joe Bouchard, is he the Wolf Man? Saw him last week. This was Blue Oyster Cult bass man. Just brand new. So, and finally, a cat you pick. Juancho Polo Valencia?
Yeah.
With Migrito Vagabundo. This is another cat you recommended. Influence on you guys, right?
Yeah.
So, tell me something about it.
Oh, he's kind of a sort of tragic sort of character, but he's also a badass and he likes to brag.
He's still with us?
No. He tragic in the sense that like he lost his lover, and he's also kind of like toothless singing with this like kind of a fucked up voice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like it. Man, the soul is there.
The character.
Know? Yeah, and his music's persona. Like I would say is like if you hear like a lot of different artists, like yeah. I would put him in a different. He's kind of unorthodox. Like his songs are, like you're like, what rhythm is that? At times, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a lot of
unique.
He's very unique. Yeah, his voice is unique. He's got like singing through, like he said,
right.
Half a mouth and
yeah. Whoa.
And his accordion playing is really.
I've seen Blind Al Hitler, Raymond Pettibone took me, and he kind of sang that way.
Yeah, he played at a. He had huge shows. I mean, huge tours. He played at Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
And he like. Second, you know, second set, he couldn't make it. He got too wasted. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm cool. Sorry.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah, it's a total. Yeah. Put a fork in it.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
So, look. Very be careful. It starts with the two of you doing it that pad. When is it? When do you get the idea for the band?
Oh, that's. Pretty quick, right?
Yeah.
Bring some quick. Cats in, right? Some on some percussion, some drum.
Yeah. Man, you got lucky.
Now, how'd that happen? Neighborhood Cats?
Yeah, I would say so. I think I have to mention Peace and Justice Center. You know it.
Sure.
I was playing with Aline there. He would play with his band Monk there. And then a number of other groups were playing. It was really a...
So it's like a magnet. It's bringing people...
It was a nucleus of young music going on at that time.
Yeah.
And right. I knew people... everyone that is in the band now, I would have to say I either met there or saw their
That's
band.
That's the connect.
Yeah, that was the connect.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Dante, Craig, Rich, yeah. They all had either performed there or were in the mix there. In a different way.
So what you guys do? Do you get the tunes together and then bring it to them, or did you start with some traditional?
We started with traditional, of course. We just learned covers and of old songs that we liked and wanted.
What were those like? To get them, the old records.
We started with
were
what
they
we
from here or with
no, they're
back
from
home.
No, they're from Columbia. Like
Columbia,
our family has a lot of records.
Sure.
And
well, you're talking 45s.
Well, there's also a lot of full lengths as well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of we started with learning from the records and cassettes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did it, what, Cats made, like, mixtapes?
No, this is like albums on tapes.
Whole albums.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would see those at the swap meet.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
I mean, when we're talking 80s, man, there'd be, like, tables. All the different pads had their own flavors of their tunes.
Yeah.
I think it's hard for people here because of the Spanish language. They think everybody's the same if they're south of Tijuana, you know?
Yeah.
But if that'd be like saying Irish guys and Scottish guys, England and U.S. are all the same, or Canadian, because they're using the same language, or Jamaica.
Yeah.
It's not, right? Everybody's got their own flavor. A lot in common, I know, but then it still goes down their own little... Because remember, I fucked up at first and I said Norteña.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what's big in this town here with the club just
I
shut
love
down.
Norteña.
Yeah, I know. And there is some similar, but if you listen close, there's a lot of difference.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. It's kind of not looking deep enough. This Lucero Espiritual?
Espiritual.
Espiritual.
Yeah.
Espiritual.
Yeah.
What was this? Where was it recorded? Is that a party?
Wow. Oh, that's us. Our cover, okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
How does it sound? It sounds like a party.
Yeah, it sounds like a party.
Well,
so I'm wondering about these bootlegs.
It could have been, I remember it possibly could be like Sunset Junction or something like outdoors or real.
Well, some are singing happy birthday and shit.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, that sounds like it might be at the garage. What's it called now? The Virgil.
Oh, yeah, garage that used to be on like Vermont and.
Virgil and. Santa Monica.
Santa Monica and Virgil. Yeah. Right, where Silver Lake kind of starts.
It's had many names.
Right, but I was there. Vaginal was running it with it was yeah. Garage. Yeah. She'd have, or she. Yeah.
Vaginal Davis?
Yeah.
Big shoulders.
Yeah.
That's what we call them, big shoulders. What they call Chicago.
Yeah.
That's what we call them. I know him back to the old days, and he had, I think Sundays was his night, because I was doing a practice band called Madonna Bees, and he loved Madonna Bees. He'd have us play there all the time.
Yeah.
They had fire painted on the sides. I remember that.
Yeah.
Also, and yeah, the Sunset Junk. That's when they used to have bands actually from around.
Yeah.
It completely changed.
Yeah, Sunset Junk was awesome. That was.
Do you remember the first gig for Very Be Careful? Or who thought of the name? God damn, I should have asked that.
Well, the name was given to us by a family member. So we took it. We love it. This is good to go.
You want
to
play this?
Yeah.
You very be careful.
Yeah.
Is it like that?
Yeah, we're good to go with that. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe a little kind of advice?
I think in general,
we're
yeah.
We're still learning. Yeah, still learning what it means.
Keep telling me that. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And, like, you like to put it together, or do you like the three words?
Oh, three words.
Sometimes I've seen it put together.
Right.
Yeah, but it's three words.
Any interest in,
it is three words.
Interest of space sometimes.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Cramming.
Right?
Yes. So you got your same, especially in Twitter world.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah, you have a choice.
Well, let's listen to this, Lucero. Espiritual. Espiritual.
Somos los niños, be careful, y vamos a hacerte una parranda vallenato aquí para un poquito de diversión.
Thank you. so sorry for the day rape. I've been paying the price ever since. I want to be a good person, but I'm still a fucked up person. But at least you know that I'm trying.
by the side of the road, a baby coyote's leg is caught. Veins and bones exposed by barbed wire. He looks up with helpless eyes. When you reach down, he snaps Snarl's mouth foaming. No matter how you try, he resists. He's frenzied. Attacking with no concern for getting loose. Then calm. His eyes become serious. Sense it hurts. But it hurts worse to be seen hurting. Backpedaling. As he prepares to do something desperate.
Acariciando. Ay, Manito Uribe, mira que por raso, el molino de oro, bandera de raso. Ay, Manito Uribe, mira que por raso, el molino de oro, bandera de raso.
Watt for Pedro show. We just heard Romolino de Oro by Abel Antonio. That's another suggestion.
Yeah.
What about him?
Huh. Well, I don't. You know much about him?
I like his voice a lot. Yeah. It's pretty unique.
And he was an influence on the Very Be Careful.
Oh yeah, I like. We do some of his songs.
Okay.
No, he's got.
He's got a big repertoire. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So he was around a long time.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that. I don't know details about him, but I know, when I hear it, I can hear his voice.
Oh yeah.
Distinguish his voice.
Very distinct.
In somebody's.
Yeah. If you play a DJ bunch of stuff, set, you hear. I know.
Yeah.
And do they do that? Do they bring in the old timey and mix in with DJ stuff now?
I hear it sometimes. Yeah.
What's mashup?
You I hear that stuff, too. Like
where they got a big modern beat under it.
Yeah.
It's a little.
That's a trip.
Yeah.
You know, because Kitsch, right? You don't want to get in the Kitsch.
They're trying to hit a dance crowd, I imagine.
Yeah,
and like,
right.
Some of the folkloric stuff is maybe too hard to digest, I guess, maybe. So they just, like, keep it...
thumping.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it. It's not my favorite.
Right. And so it becomes like a texture on top of this big...
Yeah.
Before that, we had Something Desperate, A Moment's Thought. Big crux ahead of that was Buscando the Freaks, Tiny Pieces. Ahead of that, Steve McKay and the Radon Assembly, Brother Steve, Nick's Martial Language. Start off Very Be Careful with the Lucero Spiritual, something live from the Very Be Careful, and Bootlegging the Bootleggers.
Yeah,
that's pretty wild. Yeah. Hey, we're at the end of the second hour, June 10, 2016, the Schwab Peter Show. Hold tight for hour three. June 10, 2016, is third hour of the Watt for Pedro show.
Abajo del agua el Cristo nacerá. bonita es la vida del chofer, la del músico y el policía. Porque gozamos de simpatía siempre en el amor de la mujer. Yo que soy del arte musical, que es perseguido por la mujer. Yo que soy del arte musical, que es perseguido por la mujer. Y ahora me acabo de desquitar porque ya soy músico y chofer.
No aprendas a manejar, te vas bien.
Show start third hour off with El Mosquito. Very be careful. About that too.
We talk about that?
It's about a.
That one ain't live. That's from studio.
Yeah. It's just about a, very simple. It's about a mosquito and you're trying to sleep and it's flying by and it's waiting for you to fall asleep again, and it's, you know, on, how do you say it? On the clock, it's trying
on
to get some,
clock,
trying
right.
to trying to get a bite, trying to get some blood.
I know about that. One time I was at a pad, and I saw one on just before I cocked on the overhead. I could see one by the lamp, so I thought, well, I'll just pull a little blankie up to my neck, you know. And then I woke up and I looked up. The overhead was completely covered with them.
Oh,
yeah.
And when I got up to piss. And in the mirror, my face, they had all been eaten on my face.
Right, yeah.
I had like 100 bites.
Well, that's part of the song,
too. A little feed trough.
Yeah. I think there's a part of the song that says, like, I should have killed him when I had the chance. And then, like, now, like, you can hear him going by again. Like,
bringing his friends.
Yeah, he's bringing his friends
right.
over.
And Zico. Niall.
Oh, man.
Niall. Interesting transport device.
Yeah.
In Japan, they call them Ka. K-A. Juan Dorado, and finally Alfredo Gutierrez with Musicos y Choferes? Choferes?
Choferes.
And tell me about Alfredo Gutierrez.
Alfredo Gutierrez.
He's the fourth cat you turned me on.
Yeah, he's like, I guess he'll probably be my favorite. I would put him in the virtuoso category. He was a little later.
Yeah.
But I've seen him also play live, and we had the opportunity to open for him.
The stage.
He's also has won that contest we talked about in the beginning a couple times, maybe three. He's out of hand. He's just so incredibly innovative and like crazy.
he goes to a different level. He'll start
playing with tradition,
start playing with his foot.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like he Jerry Lee Lewis. Crowd surfs and like he's a maniac. Yeah, he's a total maniac. Yeah. So I'm really into him. He's also like broke the mold in different ways, like just trying different accordions. And
well,
like,
what about your band? Very Be Careful. It kind of breaks the mold when you're doing gigs here. We're going to play next week at El Cid.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I've never
about
played that.
That
pad. I've been past it.
You never
a million times. Never
oh.
played.
Oh wow. Oh.
So
it's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna break some mold that night.
Break some mold. So I'm wondering about doing gigs. So you play for different kinds of audiences sometimes, right? Like rock and roll.
Yeah.
But sometimes, yeah, the Pueblo, the folks.
Sometimes we
do. Do you change up your set?
I don't think we change up our set. We play our music, and I think what you're going for is, I mean, we talked about our influences in the beginning, like, and the other members of the band, they have different influences, like, you know, the guys like heavy metal or rock music or, you know, house music. All those things are brought into what we play. We just play like a folkloric music, but I think that all shows in our music when we play live, like.
Yeah.
That there is another kind of influence.
Well, for me, music's music.
Yeah.
The idea of genre is kind of limiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fucked up. I think we kind of invented to make marketing people's jobs easier.
Yeah.
I think they should have difficult jobs. Yeah. Because music, once you start fitting it into genre, you're kind of killing it. You're kind of stifling it.
Yeah.
You're kind of strangling it. So all of a sudden, people got to adjust to some kind of conforming trip.
Right.
Outsiders telling, especially something as personal as inside of an expression as music. Just like poems or painting or writing. Mm. Sure, there's got to be somewhere in the world for toothpaste tubes. Because everybody, maybe not everybody's got to design toothpaste tubes. So that's why I'm really interested about Very Be Careful. So you don't change to the sitch. You bring the identity of the band, and here we are. Yeah,
yeah, that's important to us.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. For me, that means a lot of integrity. You know, La Sorpresa, we're going to play that. What's this?
It's called, well, The Surprise.
Yeah.
It's about being surprised.
But it's your tune, right?
Yeah, it's my tune. It's about being surprised about someone you care about drifting off when you didn't think that was going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like you had another idea.
Like you thought something was going to be a certain way.
The reality.
And then it wasn't that way. Yeah. So you're surprised.
I've gotten in those little stresses. Bunch for what? This was...
pensaba que despreciabas todos los regalos que te di. Nunca imaginaba que este verano se iba a acabar de así.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Rose Quebec.
For Pedro show. What's that?
Still.
Still. Oh, yeah. Big time. Even though I would say people are more open-minded.
Yeah.
It was really fucked up in the old days. But it's still, they got it. If they don't have categories and labels, you can see they're almost like dog paddling. They can't swim. They're just trying to hold on. They won't let it go. It's got to have a name. It's got to have a, you know, whatever. Label. Lo Suppressa, very be careful. Then a bunch of music from Canada. Softest from Vancouver with Disappearances. BCH plus C taking a shot part two live out of Montreal. Pierre-Luc Simon with drum at Devin Orange. Same. In the Province of the Mind, There Are No Limits by The Wind, Not the Flag. Same. Now, Wilderness, two matches left. Same. All those Montrealers, and they're playing together, big festival. And then finally from Pemberton, Kings of Lower Town. And that's, I think, near Ottawa. And the tune is Quebec Roulette. Plans. What, you guys got six albums?
Oh, I thought you meant like lunch.
We could
with a very big camera.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll probably eat sometime in the future, but beyond that.
Well, we have like, I think we have seven albums.
Seven albums.
Yeah, and a few.
So
singles.
Is there one in the making right now?
Yeah, and the ones in the making, obviously on the creative side, that's what we're working on, and as far as like the actual production of it.
Yeah.
That'll be a sorpresa for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about tour?
You know, we hope to hit the East Coast again this year.
The East Coast?
Well, no, we're starting with that. Oh, yeah. And then...
So the big loop.
Yeah. I mean, we're trying to get back to South America and Europe.
Have you played there a few times?
We've been to South America once. We've been to Japan many times.
Yeah.
And Europe a couple times. But, you know, those things just come and go. You never know.
Of course.
Yeah.
But nothing planned. For sure, when the record comes out, U.S.
Yeah, we'll do some U.S. for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. But we're not much of a road tour band. We like to just go somewhere, hit a few cities around
in
there.
In a little region?
Yeah.
Come back. Not the big loop.
Yeah.
You done any of those?
Yeah, we done a little bit of that. Okay. Yeah. They were.
I just took two guys from Italy, 53 gigs, 53 days.
Wow.
That's big. But my dream is to do a real American tour, which means north, central, south.
Yeah.
Because there's something called the Pan America Highway.
Yeah.
When you were playing down there, did you just fly into the big towns?
Yeah, we used to fly.
See, my dream is like I tour here in a van.
Yeah.
Because that's how you really learn.
Yeah.
And you can play a lot of those lands.
Yeah.
I mean, the islands, you're going to have to take some ferries and stuff.
Yeah.
And actually, how is Colombia now? Is it getting calmer? Because there was a war there for a while.
Yeah, it's been, you know, pretty war-torn for a long time. Yeah. But,
and it's important because it's right there when you come out of Panama.
Yeah.
We got to have that kind of clear when we come in the van.
Yeah. I'd say it's probably safer for, you know, people from other countries there nowadays.
Have you been on this road, this Pan America Highway?
No, I haven't.
This goes back to the Minutemen. We had this dream.
Yeah.
We saw it on the map.
Yeah.
Wow, we could get down here.
We can do it all the way.
We're doing it in the U.S. and Canada. Yeah. Why can't we do it down here?
Yeah.
And so it's always been a dream. Hopefully I got...
Yeah. But Colombia's a really happy place. And people, you know, like, there's a lot of poverty and you know, there's violence and all that.
Yeah.
Like, but generally, like, people really like to, you know, the culture is very happy culture, rich with, like, you know, art and music and all that. It's very important. So and
club scene,
sure, yeah.
You got young people making bands.
Yeah,
I was surprised when we played there in Bogota.
Yeah,
and
big time.
I was super nervous to bring our music, which is their music, to them. Like, I didn't know how they were going to react.
Yeah.
They reacted like, I think some of the music that we play is an older style. So even the people that are in their 20s, like they probably never heard it or heard the new
dance version. Yeah.
But I was super surprised that they were like, why haven't you come before? When are you coming back? Like, they were extremely receptive to it. And
who's the big lady from there? Shakira.
Shakira, yeah.
She's probably the big star out there.
She is
right?
A big star. Yeah.
I mean, all of the world.
Probably number one, right?
And I can hear sometimes she'll bring in some stuff, but it's the beats, the big, strong.
Yeah.
But have you gotten to the other ones, like Argentina, Chile?
No. We're hoping to. We have a lot of fans in Argentina.
Really?
Yeah, it's like probably our biggest fan.
The tango and accordion was really big there.
Yeah.
I got to play in Buenos Aires, but it was like arena rock, you know.
Right.
Didn't really get to know the cats. Oh.
With the Stooges?
Yeah, it was with the Stooges. And I've been in Brazil three times.
Oh.
But again, the big towns.
Yeah.
It's different when you roll in a van.
Yeah.
I know that from over here, you know.
Yeah.
I've done so many here. I've done so many overseas, you know. And look, so many neighbors are so close. But it'll happen.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
So.
We're going to play together, though, next week at El Cid, people. If you're in SoCal, make your way to Silver Lake. Right?
Yeah.
It's not Echo Park. It's Silver Lake.
Silver Lake.
On Sunset, El Cid, a pad I've driven by thousands of times and have never been in or played, so this is groundbreaker for what? Very curious. What about people young come up to you and ask for advice about this, you know, music racket, whatever?
What do we say, or what do they ask?
That's what I would ask you right now. You know, all the experiences you had.
Oof, wow.
It's a great question.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say protect yourself. Don't kiss ass to anything.
Yeah.
Play what you want to play.
Yeah.
Don't try to conform or like listen to like how you're supposed to be. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
And give it your all. And it's not going to, you're not going to be rich. Like, that's, just forget about that part.
Yeah.
That could happen. Just focus on the music.
You win the lottery too.
yeah, right. Just focus on the music and, like, just keep it real for people because that's what we need.
Yeah.
We don't need, like, people filling roles to, like, you know, whatever.
Right.
I also feel like I would say, like, listen to what you like and put that into what you're good at, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
If you want, I'm saying if you're talking about playing or something.
Sure,
like.
Sure.
Oh, and destiny is important too. I learned that in Very Careful, because like you're gonna just where life's gonna take you. Just follow that. Don't fight it. Right.
Be ready.
Yeah. Just party and have a good time. People have dreams, and like it's like dreams are cool, but don't ignore what like where the cosmos is taking you.
Right.
Just because of your dream.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
Look, I'm gonna thank you both so much, Toro, Ricardo. Thank you for being on the show here. Best of luck. Thank you so much for inviting me to play with you next week.
Oh, man. Thank you.
And I love your music. Been playing it every show now.
Cool.
Many shows. Still got 21. I can't wait to get the new tracks.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks again for coming on the show. People, it's been June 10, 2016 edition of Watt Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.